one, EMA should be a separate department simply because I'm afraid that if you put it into another department and make it a part-time job with other assignments, two things will occur. It'll get lost in the bureaucracy, and that things that EMA is doing now won't get done. The relationships that have been built, attending meetings, she's on call, doesn't get paid for that. All of these things won't be getting done. And I'm also worried about chain of command issues in the event that we do have an emergency. It's not a matter of if, it's going to be when. If we have somebody that, say, somebody works for the sheriff and they're the EMA coordinator, and then an emergency happens. Now they are outside the incident command. They are literally telling the sheriff what to do. By state statute, the EMA coordinator is the advisor to the county board chairman, and during, or the chief elected official, and during an emergency, there is awesome amount of authority there. And you need somebody that is prepared and well-connected with IEMA and FEMA and all the other agencies to get those things done.